This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five people are dead from violent storms that tear through Texas and Louisiana. As forecasters say, the storm system is now headed into the mid-Atlantic, still featuring strong winds, large hail, and a tornado risk, especially for portions of North Carolina and Virginia. It looks like the worst is over for a Chicago suburb, Beach Park, where people were told to shelter in place after a tractor-trailer crash caused an ammonia gas leak yesterday, but officials say they're still trying to account for everyone.
I want to be sure if somebody was sleeping with the windows open last night that they're safe.
That's a county sheriff's spokesman. Kyle Murray, the 2018 Heisman Trophy winner from Oklahoma, the first athlete to ever be selected in the first rounds of the NFL and Major League Baseball drafts, the Arizona Cardinals made him the number one pick in the NFL draft last night. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
With a lot on his plate, President Trump's been quiet about the wall for a while lately, but he was speaking about it in an interview last night.
We've renovated a lot of wall already. A lot of the wall was, you know, I'm good at this stuff. That's what I do. And we renovated a lot. We had wall that was falling down, but structurally strong or can be strong. So we saved a lot of money. We renovated, we fixed it, and it's much quicker and frankly much less expensive.
That from Hannity on Fox News. Uber drivers are planning a 12-hour strike across several major cities to protest low pay and few benefits as the company is about to go public. Drivers say they're going to turn off their apps on May 8th. San Francisco area drivers will also stage a protest in front of the Uber headquarters. Organizers say drivers are not benefiting from the millions the company earns off its work. Remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A report says a U.S. official signed a pledge to pay North Korea $2 million for the hospital bill for American Otto Warmbier. The Washington Post says President Trump urged the official to sign the pledge, but it didn't say whether the bill was actually ever paid. Warmbier was comatose when he was returned to American custody in 2017, and he died several days after returning to the United States. Lawyers for New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft will attempt today to convince a Florida judge to throw out videos that police say show Kraft paying for sex. Prosecutors say the videos shot on two separate occasions show the 77-year-old Kraft paying for sex at a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida. Kraft's lawyers will argue that police violated his right to privacy when they secretly installed the video cameras at that spa near West Palm Beach. Kraft and more than two dozen other men are charged with soliciting prostitution. Today is National Pretzel Day. The twisted baked bread has been celebrated on April 26th since 2003, and a recent survey found 63% of Americans prefer salty pretzels. 54% like to dip their pretzels. And to celebrate, pretzel merchants nationwide are having some big, pretty cool specials today. And find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your healthcare. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, and it's what it's all about here. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz Peek is with us now, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm terrific. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Sleepy Joe, as President Trump has titled him now, has entered the fray. He's got no money, no support from his number one guy for 8 years. Barack Obama hasn't endorsed him, but he could be the Obi-Wan Kenobi for the Democrats, huh?
Well, beware the inevitable candidate, right? That's what we learned in 2016. Look, Joe Biden has been leading in most of the polls, partly on name recognition and partly because, yes, he is associated with 8 years of Barack Obama's presidency, and 8 years that a lot of Democrats feel very nostalgic for right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like all candidates, he will now, having entered the race, become subject to scrutiny at a level that he is not formerly endured, and when he has endured it in this prior runs for the presidency, it hasn't gone well. So,
exactly.
You know, we'll see what happens. I don't think he is going to be the candidate, and partly because the reason you mentioned first, in all the dithering, the sort of Hamlet on the Potomac, experience of the last 6 months, a lot of the top Democrat strategists, aides, campaign people have gone off to other campaigns and have raised an awful lot of money. So, and here's something we talked about yesterday on air, which I hadn't really thought about, but I think it's a pretty valid concern. Bernie Sanders supporters, when polled, say that if their man doesn't win this time around, and the sort of suggestion is if he is again cheated out of the nomination, they're not going to vote. They'll vote for Trump. Well, they're not going to vote for Trump. I think we can agree on that. But there's a pretty good chance a lot of them won't vote at all.
Exactly.
And that hurt Hillary Clinton in 2016, that disaffection from the Bernie crowd. And they really, you know, Bernie Sanders has an amazing strong hold on his supporters. He would have to do something truly outrageous to lose those voters, kind of like Trump in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Bernie's army, you know what, if he doesn't get the nomination, I think that's a real problem for Democrats.
Well, Liz, his statement that even the Boston bombers should be allowed to vote, it kind of stopped people for a moment. And I thought, okay, is this going to hurt him? But no, it they've kind of like a duck. They took it and rolled over and are just going forward on this.
Well, I think a lot of sensible Americans find that pretty outrageous. But, you know, it's one of those slippery slope arguments. Democrats in the main have been advocating for ex-felons to vote. That is to say that people coming out of prison, have they done their time? If they've checked all the boxes, they should be given the vote.
Mm-hmm.
That has actually, as you know, been approved now in many states.
In Florida, for one, for which where I reside. Yes, exactly.
That's exactly right. And guess why? I mean, most of those people are going to vote Democratic. So that's a real easy thing for Democrats to get pretty whooped up about. This other that Sanders is talking about, people still in prison, that's a little bit of a bridge too far for a lot of people. But again, it's kind of a slippery slope. And I sort of feel like the entire country is sliding down slippery slopes one way or another. I was thinking about this yesterday because I live in New York City. New York City is increasingly impossible to live in, and that's not an overstatement. We're kind of sliding back towards the conditions we all faced in the 1970s when the city was dirty. It was full of homeless people. People were sort of out of control in terms of law and order. Certainly crime, big crimes, are much better now, but with the loosened up parole guidelines, I'm not sure that's going to continue. And meanwhile, just the quality of life, when you have the ACLU saying that basically people can come and squat outside my door and go to the bathroom,
right?
When you have the police saying they're no longer going to enforce turnstile jumpers, all of these things kind of take you back to an era when Americans really wanted relief, and what we ended up with was broken wheels, broken windows policing, and kind of tougher law enforcement. And, you know, I think eventually we're going to get there, because you look at Seattle, oh my goodness, what a mess that city
California.
Is.
California, you don't even want to think about going to San Francisco right now.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, I do think these things kind of go in big arcs, and I think what starts out, you know, I think Americans are very generous people, they're very liberal people, sort of generally speaking, they're pretty content to have people live their own lives, and, you know, certainly most people feel that racism is a horrible thing, but you kind of keep going down the path of every time someone's arrested, is that a racist act? Well, we should just forgive this kind of crime and not prosecute those kinds of crimes because more people of color are getting prosecuted for them. All of a sudden you end up with a real mess on your hands. And I think that's when residents of cities like New York and San Francisco are going to stand up and say, no, this is really wrong.
Yeah, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, as we've said before, Liz, people are realizing that gravity does exist. You know, you keep trying to defy it. You fall off the roof. You hit the ground. It hurts. And people are, you know, have had enough of the realization of it. I mean, this is real. Getting back to Joe Biden, kiss and don't tell, hopefully, a lot of wind in his face, not only because of the controversy and, you know, all the kinky stuff that he's been accused of. I mean, people have seen it, and it's creepy, and they don't like it. The other thing is that in the past, as you alluded to, you want to look at what somebody will do. Look what they've done. What kind of traction has he had in the past? He's not fared well in these kind of bouts. And, you know, having 19 other people on stage and him trying to gain some ground when right now you've got 19 people just trying to outdo themselves. I mean, we've got convicted felons or people in jail. Give them the vote. It's free college, free health care. We just keep on raising the ante here. And it's like, you know, where does Joe Biden fit in all this? Like, he's going to be able to come in and offer some sort of reasonableness and bring this runaway train, in a sense, back to somewhat of the middle that the Democratic Party might begin to resemble a part of its previous self?
Well, the problem with that is he's already kind of given up that narrative by proclaiming himself the most progressive person in the race when he wasn't yet in the race. That was a little bit of a bobble, but the problem is you can't be both things. You can't be the great moderate hope for winning back blue-collar workers in blue-red states and at the same time appeal to Democratic primary voters who, by the way, are very progressive, and they are looking for something new. You know, they, as I say, based on name recognition, Biden's been at the top of the heap, but it's been a declining advantage that he has, I'm not so sure he wins the nomination.
Right. And weren't you part of the team that just devastated the middle class, oh, by the way?
Yeah. Well, that's right. And by the way, his, you know, the promo pictures that are out with him show him walking along with Barack Obama. Okay, a third term of Barack Obama is what Hillary Clinton ran on. That didn't go
well. Didn't work well. More from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
I know, it sometimes seems like Mission Impossible, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we just haven't had enough people fall off the roof, as I mentioned earlier, to realize that gravity still exists. You know, Liz and I were just talking off air about, you know, the moral compass, the disconnect of our society. You know, Liz, this is a government of four by we the people. And really what it commands is that the people have to stay activated. You cannot remain passive. Otherwise, you're going to end up like World War II Germany.
Oh, I think that's totally true. And by the way, people have been active. They elected Donald Trump against every, you know, officious voice telling us that that was the wrong thing to do. In large measure, the election of Donald Trump was a protest vote. It was protesting the hypocrisy, the sort of lunacy of the left where every time someone's put in jail, it's a racist act. Again, it's a slippery slope. All of our impulses, you and I were talking offline about how Democrats have refused to condemn the comments of Ilhan Omar. Mm-hmm. Karl Rove wrote a very good piece in the Journal today about that. Well, her comments are offensive, but because it comes from the first woman, Muslim woman in Congress, it's racist to call her out on them. No, it is not. It's appropriate to call her out on it. And covering up her comments on the basis of ultra-sensitivity is just ridiculous. I mean, this is the kind of thing, by the way, which will mean that Donald Trump is reelected. Yes, the economy is a very, very big factor in that. It is also a big factor that people are just tired of the stupidity and the hypocrisy on the left. And you know what? The only way they can respond, really, without just getting hammered on social media or losing their jobs even, is by voting for Donald Trump, and that's what they'll do.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, the lunacy of the left, it continues. I mean, after some $60 million of the people's money expended looking into this Russian collusion deal, I mean, that includes Mueller, it includes, all the congressional and senatorial hearings over this and investigations. And bottom line is no collusion, no conspiracy. Mueller didn't do us any favors there. It's almost like he handed this over, said, okay, no collusion, which we knew was, you know, ridiculous anyway to begin with. But the way he set it up is like he left this, almost timing device, behind to kind of just give the Democrats something to hang on to. And oh my goodness, they're like a dog on a bone here. They will not let go of this.
Well, they have nothing else to talk about. They don't want to talk about the economy. It's ridiculous to have a Democrat contender right now talking about how they're going to make the economy stronger. We've got unemployment claims at a 50-year low. We have real wages rising for the first time in a decade. All of these, and consumer and business sentiment at decades high levels. People, I wonder if Democrats ever stopped to ponder why those numbers didn't look that way under President Obama. Mm-hmm. I could give you chapter and verse why it didn't happen. And by the way, when Joe Biden trots out his presidential aspirations, somebody's got to say, well, wait a minute, weren't you part of the problem? Weren't
exactly.
you part of the reason mm-hmm. that those blue-collar workers in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin felt aggrieved because no one was worrying in this great globalist fantasy that everyone bought into so enthusiastically? No one was worried about American workers. That is the bottom line, and that's why Donald Trump was elected. I mean, really, Joe Biden has a lot to defend against, certainly things that happened 30 years ago. I think most Americans really don't care so much about that. But yes, he should be held to task for embracing enthusiastically policies under the Obama administration that meant really hard times for America's middle class. The idea that this guy is going to be the champion of the middle class is preposterous.
Exactly. Well, as you and I have discussed many times, Liz, we live under an hourglass economy right now, and what's squeezed is the middle class, and this was done with, Obama-era policies. And what did Donald Trump do? Basically, he disengaged them. He took him off the table, and, along with this idea, I mean, oh my goodness, this idea that America would never get beyond a 2% GDP ever again. Thank God Donald Trump never believed in that, along with many other Americans, and now here we are. And if he didn't have the resistance that he was dealing with right now, Liz, I think we'd be looking at 4+, maybe even 5% GDP right
now.
Yeah,
it's really a tragedy. It's a tragedy that the country isn't going to get, you know, the Democrats in Congress are going to basically throw up one roadblock after another to everything that he tries to do. It makes me laugh that Nancy Pelosi has trotted out the old nugget of let's get together and talk about infrastructure. Here's what we absolutely know. There's no way that there's going to be an infrastructure deal because the Democrats absolutely cannot afford to let Donald Trump have any more wins, and they won't do it. So what is Pelosi going to do? She's going to come in to the White House and say, yeah, let's have a big infrastructure program, and we will pay for it this way, and it'll involve a gas tax or some tax that the White House won't go along with because it'll basically reverse course on the tax cuts of 2017. And so Pelosi's narrative from then on will be, well, we tried to work with this president, but, you know, he wasn't having it. So if we don't have any progress, don't blame us.
Right, exactly. Well, and their easy answer, just like musicians that lack ability to really hit the scales, is turn the music up, distort it, and call it some sort of music and some sort of artistic accomplishment. The Democrats' answer is, hey, let's just turn up the noise and increase taxes.
Well, that's basically the bottom line. I mean, all, you know, everyone, really, I do have to say, as a Republican, you have to sort of enjoy what's going on the other side of the aisle right now. There are, as you know, 20 people running. There's one guy this morning in the list that I literally had never heard of before. But anyway, who cares? Maybe someone else has heard of him. But every single thing they're doing, of course, is coming out with big, big handouts, free college, free this, free that, free medical care, et cetera. And Americans just aren't that dumb. They,
right.
Most Americans understand that there's a price to be paid, not only in higher taxes, but also in the quality of the eventual product delivered, right? Yes, we all agree that Social Security and Medicare are wonderful programs if you need them. But the truth is most people would rather be in a position where they can buy their own health insurance, choose their own doctors, and basically chart the course of their life without the government's interference. But, you know, Democrats want to interfere more and more. I just don't think that story sells.
Well, and look what the Democrats did with Social Security. I mean, now they're talking back. They're saying 15 years now, it's going to be gone.
Yeah. I mean, well, of course
that's a disaster. I mean, for all the money that they've taken out of it, I mean, thank you very much, LBJ, right?
Yes, but don't, I mean, both parties are complicit in the problems of Social Security. It was created at a time when the average life expectancy was much, much less than it is now. Now we have the fastest growing part of our population, percentage-wise, is people over 100 years old. No one ever anticipated that, and that's only going to get worse or better, depending on your viewpoint.
Yeah, right.
Better in terms of people living longer, but worse in terms of financial repercussions. But no politician has the backbone to say, let's reform Social Security because it's not going to work. I'm going to get Social Security. You're going to get it. For people 30 years old who are, you know, optimistically paying in their dues right now, if they earn a good living and they're substantially well off, they're never going to see a dime of Social Security.
It's a Ponzi scheme is what it's turned into.
It is.
Thank you very much. And then the thing, you know, relevant to you know, what they're doing, maybe that's why they want national health care, because then they would take care of those 100-year-old plus people, because with national health care, we couldn't afford to keep them well.
Well, look, the numbers just don't work. Here, interestingly, I went to a presentation, weirdly, at the United Nations the other day, but headed by, or one of the speakers was one of the foremost experts on Alzheimer's. I know this guy. His name's Dr. Fillett. He's really an amazing researcher. And there has been a very conclusive, powerful study done showing that if you do five things, your chance of Alzheimer's reduced 40%. And those things are don't smoke, drink only moderately, keep a reasonable body weight, exercise reasonably, and I forget, or eat healthily. And guess what? 40%. If everyone in the country did that, there would be no problem with Medicare.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
Make sure you check out Liz Peek. Liz, where can they go and read your latest column?
I have a website, lizpeek.com. It's P-E-E-K. And on Twitter, I'm at Liz Peek. Please join me.
There she is, Liz Peek, Fox News contributor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Liz. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill.
Now playing Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her the spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now,
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five people are dead from violent storms that tear through Texas and Louisiana. As forecasters say, the storm system is now headed into the mid-Atlantic, still featuring strong winds, large hail, and a tornado risk, especially for portions of North Carolina and Virginia. It looks like the worst is over for a Chicago suburb, Beach Park, where people were told to shelter in place after a tractor-trailer crash caused an ammonia gas leak yesterday, but officials say they're still trying to account for everyone.
I want to be sure if somebody was sleeping with the windows open last night that they're safe.
That's a county sheriff's spokesman. Kyle Murray, the 2018 Heisman Trophy winner from Oklahoma, the first athlete to ever be selected in the first rounds of the NFL and Major League Baseball drafts, the Arizona Cardinals made him the number one pick in the NFL draft last night. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Rattle what more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Bill Martinez Live. Baby.
And every time I hear that song, somehow I just, I'm visualizing Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi singing this to each other. Can we meet somewhere in the middle for the sake of we the people and getting this country back on track? I mean, you know, 2.5 years, it's been an uphill battle for this president and this administration. And in spite of it all, boy, I'll tell you, a lot of great news, much to the concern of the Democratic Party right now, with 20-plus people on stage vying for the Oval Office. But that's more of a conversation that we will have here in just a moment. Steve Forbes joins us now. Steve is the producer of the PBS special, In Money We Trust. Steve, before we get into anything else, again, congratulations on In Money We Trust. I mean, the response to it has been absolutely stellar. You guys have done such a great job with that.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you very much. And getting this subject of money out there in the Federal Reserve, it's going to be more in the headlines, especially after the good news of the first quarter.
Exactly.
The Fed's going to be starting to mutter again about the need of slowing the economy, too much prosperity. So the movie's a timely one, and people can find it. Just go online in moneywetrust.org, and they can pick it up right there. If they can't find it on their public TV station, just go to moneywetrust.org.
Yeah, I like your subline here. You said, with all thy getting, get understanding. Boy, and I'll tell you, if that is not appropriate, you know, these days, about...
You bet. And one of the things people should be on the watch out for, especially if the economy really does well in the second half of this year, is when the Fed starts uttering the word overheat, as if the economy is a machine. Instead of 300 million individuals in this country, 7 billion individuals around the world, they think we're machines. And so just ask yourself, though, if your income goes up, do you feel yourself overheating? Do you feel that you're getting sweats and, you know, temperature is rising? Take the money away. I'm overheating. It's preposterous.
Exactly.
But they believe prosperity is causes inflation, and they must slow it down, must throw people out of work. It is a bizarre theory, but that's what they worship at the Fed today.
Yeah, that's amazing, because there's such empirical evidence in history to counter that. I mean, what Donald Trump is doing has been consistent with, you know, Reagan's economy in so many ways. You know, you get the things that impede progress, that impede prosperity, and you get a Trump economy. You experience a Reagan economy. But when you get these social engineers that somehow think that they need to pull the levers of productivity in our economy, that's when we get in trouble, do we not?
That's right. And the idea you can drive an economy through a handful of people in Washington as if it's an automobile, steering wheel of an automobile, should have gone out the window with the fall of the Soviet Union almost 30 years ago. Central planning does not work.
Well, and again, we're reminded here very clearly, look what happened in Venezuela, and it's still happening, sadly. And
trust in money, you get Venezuela, or what happened in Germany in the early 1920s when their hyperinflation destroyed their currency, created the conditions that led to the rise of Adolf Hitler. We're going through a slow motion version of it today, but the president is right. He needs to get people on the Fed who will start asking the right hard questions.
Right, exactly. Well, Herman Cain decided not to get involved. Steve Moore is still in the running, and we can hope that we can get some people that are, I guess, more favorable for allowing productivity and human ingenuity to be set free. I mean, these binds that have tied us down have been eliminated, not totally, but certainly substantially. And look what's happened. The level of productivity, the grief to happiness ratio, I call it, the misery index is on a downward trend, thank God, because people are happier, I should say, because they're productive.
Well, that's right. And one of the people I hope we'll hear more about is Judy Shelton. A renowned economist, believer in a sound dollar, not a fan of the Fed. I hope the president considers her for one of the vacancies on the Board of Governors of the Fed.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, Steve, you mentioned that Joe Biden, you mentioned this the other day, his run for president 4 years too late. When you said that, it kind of reminded me a bit of John Naisbitt's Comparative in Megatrends, the author of that book of 1980. And you look at today's Democratic Party and Joe Biden, and it seems a bit like dinosaurs mating.
Well, Jurassic Park in the Democratic Party. And sadly for him, he's going to have to make the case. He's been around for 40 years, more than 40 years, almost half a century in politics, elective politics. And people are going to ask, what, especially in his party, what are you bringing to the table that the 19 others aren't bringing to the table? Don't say experience. Look, the mess that's out there in their minds.
Right.
So I don't feel sorry for him because he's doing this voluntarily, but I think he's going to be in for a rougher time than he anticipates. His party is crazy.
Yeah.
That's going to, by the way, one of the advantages Trump has in 2020 is the Democrats do have to run somebody against them.
Yes, they do. And the thing is, I think it's a hard sell and an uphill sell for Joe Biden, because Joe Biden and Obama killed the middle class. It's their policies that got this country in so much trouble, that put us on a trajectory of just an incredibly slow recovery. The new normal they touted was going to be 1.8 GDP. Fortunately, Donald Trump didn't get that memo, and the latest report were 3.1.
Absolutely. And the idea that we have to go through a slow era, that it's inevitable, that it's beyond our control, is preposterous. Mm-hmm. You start lessening the burdens through tax cuts, deregulation, and the like on the American people, and by golly, they step up to the plate and hit the ball.
Exactly. Well, this is all part of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You give people,
you bet.
What, they want a job. They want to be productive at the end of the day. They want to feel like, hey, look, I'm doing right by my family. I'm putting food on the table. I can be proud about that fact. And that is kind of been the reinvention of the American spirit. Thank you very much, Donald Trump.
Well, he will get no credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have a fight ahead.
Right.
But one other person you should keep an eye on, given the craziness in the Democrat Party, is Howard Schultz,
the
guy from Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
I did a podcast with him the other day, and it's a long shot, but I could see him becoming the unofficial Democrat nominee. You know, he's left the Democrat Party,
mm-hmm.
and I think a lot of Democrats will say, they're all crazy, this guy's at least an adult.
Yes, right. Well, that would be a long shot. I think what they're mainly concerned of, if he goes third party, then we got a Ross Perot dynamic.
Yeah, well, I think he will go third party. I think he's fed up with the extremism on the Democrat Party. And I think Joe Biden's going to envy him before too long.
Well, without a doubt, because he's going to make a big impression, because here's Joe Biden with a lot of headwind because of, as you said, 50-plus years of experience and everything.
For the way he did the Anita Hill hearings years ago.
Right.
At the time, a lot of us thought he went overboard on being harsh to Clarence Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here he is. He's making a mistake doing this apology tour.
Right.
I know his boss, former boss, did it, Obama, but Biden should learn you don't do those things.
Well, I think when you look at charm, what covered Barack Obama was a lot of charm. There's no doubt about it. He came out of the same fabric in terms of charm fabric as Bill Clinton. Joe Biden cannot carry the charm quotient at the level that those two can, do you think?
I think that's a good observation, yes.
Well, Steve Forbes has been our guest. Steve, thank you so much. I appreciate it, as always, your insight.
Bill, thank you.
All right. Chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media and former presidential candidate himself. And, of course, make sure you check out the program In Money We Trust. Thank you, Steve.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way.
Nothing like a little bit of productivity, right, to take care of the misery index and to make us happy campers. After all, this is a country that offers us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and we have to do everything we can to protect those ideals, not only for ourselves, but the future generations, because liberty is eroding. I mean, there are those people, as Steve Forbes says, that thinks that they know better than we do. And that, you know, we're just so fortunate to have them around because they know how to run this country, oh, do they? But here we are fighting back because this is a country of and for we the people. But we the people need to take a stand on this, okay? Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, just about 13 minutes before the top of the hour. A real quick program reminder, by the way, last weekend, we offered you free tickets to the movie Breakthrough, along with the book of the same name from Jason Noble. Excellent book, and of course the movie is outstanding. Number 3 last weekend, and we look forward to continue to hold on to some momentum this weekend as well. And we've got free tickets for you. Okay, we had a little bit of server problems. I don't know. It has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton, but we had silver. It happens. You know how that works. And so emails kind of went out in the Ethernet. I don't know if they're in some government office or whatever, but they didn't come to us. So resend your emails. And even if you didn't, here's a reminder. You can get free tickets to the movie Breakthrough. And if you saw the movie, then you can pay it forward. They will come to you electronically. So send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. The book itself will be mailed, hard copy, will be mailed to you, so make sure you include your address. So what we'll do, as we do, because we're givers, we put your name in the hoppa, okay? Spin the hoppa, we pull your name out, and you've got electronic tickets coming your way with our compliments. Enjoy the movie, and you will, I know. As I mentioned many times about that movie, I've never seen anything like this. And let's bring Paul Batura on. He's the Vice President of Communications and Focus on the Family. And we've got a lot to talk about, a big Times Square event coming up. But, Paul, you know, I can tell you, I've never been at a movie before where people are crying just watching the trailer. This is how powerful Breakthrough is.
You know, Bill, it's great to see Christian movies with strong messages resonate and perform well in the box office, isn't it?
It's, yeah, exactly.
Becoming more and more of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, there was a good response for the movie Unplanned, the Abby Johnson movie, and then we have Breakthrough, and of course this year, gosh, I don't know how many more Christian movies. I mean, we've got a lot of you know, quality producers and directors and movie houses now. Devon Franklin, the Kendrick brothers, and on and on. I mean, the list is actually stellar. The people that are getting behind you know, these type of movies that are doing quite well, and so I want to continue to encourage people of faith to support these movies.
It's a great thing, and you know, our website pluggedin.com mm-hmm. is a great resource for parents who want to check things out to make sure the movie is compatible with their family's you know, ratings and the like. So
exactly,
really appreciate you talking up the good films that are out there.
Right, and we have Unplanned is represented every week. Adam Holtz, you know, now batting for Bob Waliszewski, who's out having a good time in on the Big Island of Hawaii. We had a chance to see he and Lisa a couple of weeks ago when we were there. Stopped in and saw them and hugged necks for a while. And you know, he's a good man. I really like Bob and Adam. And you know, I don't know if there's anybody, Paul, Focus on the Family, you know, Jim Daly and, you know, the staff is just stellar. I just so appreciate you guys.
Well, it's a partnership, you know.
Yeah.
You do a show and we do some ministry and we do it together, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to promote what we're doing here. So thank you for your support and ongoing encouragement.
You got it. And I tell you, I'm especially excited about Alive from New York, an incredible event. I mean, you know, you think about this for just a moment. We've seen and realized the evidence of what happens when a woman has a mindset of the possibility of, you know, being involved in an abortion. And when she sees her baby's heartbeat, sees the arms and legs moving, it is in stark contrast of what was demonstrated in the movie Unplanned, speaking of Abby Johnson's movie, because women were told early on, Paul, as you know, oh, it's just, you know, extraneous tissue, it's like a tumor, it's kind of benign. You know, the abortionists did not want us to see a child that was forming in the womb of a mother. And now, because of the current technology, wow, hearts and minds are changing. Not only, I say, the technology, but I think just raw experience of the women that have previously been involved with abortion to say, look, if it was so benign and so meaningless, why is my heart and my mind aching for the abortion that I committed, you know, 13 years ago or, you know, whatever number of years ago? Why is this still affecting me?
Yeah, you know, the whole entire abortion industry, you and I know, it's built upon a lie and more lies and more lies. And they don't want you to see it. They don't want to talk about it, really. They try and obfuscate by talking about women's health and really doing a smoke and mirrors and a shell game. And, you know, what we're trying to do in New York is to simply bring it down to the most basic of all levels and to basically put a, you know, open the window to the womb and say, look, you're going to tell us this is not a baby. This late-term child,
right,
ready to be delivered, is all human and certainly deserving of dignity and respect. And we're hoping we're going to reach those people in the mushy middle who really don't know what they think, because there's
exactly
a lot of people in that category.
Well, this is amazing. A live ultrasound event, Times Square. I mean, you know, in New York alone, every day, I mean, you got 8 million people in, you know, a limited amount of space. And of course, Times Square is such an iconic place. And to be on the big screen showing people reality here, this could be a real game changer here, Paul.
That's our prayer. You know, that's why we chose the location. We say we're at a crossroads as a nation about abortion. Let's go to the crossroads of the world and
right,
serve it up and see how people react and celebrate life. It's going to be an upbeat, encouraging, you know, Christian music. There'll be speakers. There'll be a couple interviews, and the high point is going to be a couple of live ultrasounds. So there'll be no denying when people walk out of there what they just saw.
Right. You know, for some women who would say, believe me, I've been confronted on this, you know, what do you know? You know, it's not your body. You're just a guy. Wait a minute. You don't have a baby on your own, first of all, number one. Number two is that you need me in the fight to protect you. This has been the problem. You know, the Bible's clear. You tie up the strong man's hand and you get to have your way. And what's happened is people have had the way with the women of our country way too long, all under this lie of a woman's right and her reproductive rights and that sort of thing. Well, reproduction doesn't happen on your own. It happens with the help of a man. And guess what? There's lots of men that are starting to awaken, Paul, to the reality that they've participated in this big lie as well, either through omission or commission. They have participated. And in fact, here recently, I was speaking with the director of the movie. In fact, the director of the movie of Roe v. Wade, which is going to be coming out later on this year. And Nick said to me, he said, because I often hear when I'm talking with a woman who has come to that reality of what she has done, she will say to me, Bill, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13. Well, Nick, I mean, I'm in this interview with Nick. I had no idea. And you know, we're talking about his movie, and I'm talking about the reality of this experience and what women are sharing with me, and even some guys. And he goes, Bill, he goes, my child would have been 23. Wow. And he didn't say it in a way of, I mean, you felt his pain as his eyes were tearing up, admitting and coming to the reality of what he had done 23 years ago. And go ahead.
No, that's a powerful story. And you're right. Men play a pivotal role in this. They, you know, obviously they're part and parcel to the pregnancy, but, you know, statistics show that a lot of men push women to have abortions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, often perceived or thought about that it's the woman's decision to have an abortion, which ultimately it is, but at the same time, she's getting a lot of pressure from
right.
the boyfriend or the husband even.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to call that out, and men need to step up and obviously take a better course.
Exactly. And I guess my word of encouragement to men that are stepping up is keep stepping up. In spite of what, you know, the activists would tell you that you have no say. That's another big lie. You need to step up. This is your child. The grandparents are stepping up. These are your grandchildren that have been exterminated. 61 million Americans, 61 million babies have been exterminated in our country, as we know, which is shocking to me. 40% African American, 25% Hispanic. And the Hispanic of both these cultures, whether it's black, Hispanic, I mean, their family values are such that this is, you go, how can they buy into this lie? This is so antithetical to the core values of family that they hold to.
You know, you're right. It's an amazing topic, and we're not going to stop talking about it until every life is protected under law.
Amen.
And I appreciate you bringing this to the forefront.
Well, Paul, again, our congratulations and everything, prayers, encouragement to focus on the family and to the world for this matter, because what's going to happen live from New York, right there on the big screen in Times Square. Thank you very much, Focus on the Family. Remind everybody where they can go for more information and the date.
No, it's focusonthefamily.com, May 4th. Just click on there. It'll be at 3 o'clock Eastern time, and it'll be right there on our homepage to watch
That's great.
Live and for the duration.
Paul Batura, the Vice President of Communications at Focus on the Family. Thank you, Paul. God bless.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads. Maybe not.